This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held detailed discussions with Jordan's King Abdullah bin Al-Hussein at the Presidential Palace in Amman last night. Sharing his remarks during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi thanked the Jordan's King for his warm hospitality. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his two-day visit to Jordan will boost bilateral ties with the Arab nation.
इस वर्ष हम अपने राजनयिक संबंधों की 75वीं एनिवर्सरी मना रहे हैं। यह मील का पत्थर हमें आने वाले कई वर्षों तक नई ऊर्जा के साथ आगे बढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करता रहेगा। मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि आज की बैठक से हमारे संबंधों में गति और गहराई एक नया रूप धारण करेगी। हम ट्रेड, फर्टिलाइजर्स, डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, इंफ्रा और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग आगे बढ़ाएंगे।
Mr. Modi reached Jordan's capital Amman last afternoon on the first leg of his three-nation visit, which also includes Ethiopia and Oman. In a special gesture, Prime Minister Modi was received by his Jordan counterpart, Dr. Jafar Hassan, on his arrival at the airport. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said he is thankful to Mr. Jafar Hassan for the warm welcome. He also said that India and Jordan will keep working closely to further global good. In a series of posts, the Prime Minister said that he is deeply touched by the warm welcome extended by the Indian community in Amman. After concluding his Jordan visit, Mr. Modi will also travel to Ethiopia and Oman. The Prime Minister will reach Addis Ababa, the capital city of Ethiopia, today, where he will hold detailed discussions with the Prime Minister, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali. The Rajya Sabha yesterday resumed discussions on electoral reforms. Intervening in the debate, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said the ongoing exercise of special intensive revision of electoral roll is being conducted to remove fake voters from the voters list. He said those opposing SIR have forgotten that the exercise is based on the idea put forward by the founder of the Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Ambedkar, that the universal adult franchise is based on the principle of one person, one vote, one value. Several other members participated in the discussion, including Sulata Deo of BJP, Dr. M. Thambidurai of AIADMK, H.D. Devegowda of JDS, Professor Rangopal Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Digvijay Singh and Randeep Surjewala of Congress. However, the discussion remained inconclusive and the chair adjourned the house to meet again at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupinder Yadav, yesterday chaired a high-level meeting to undertake a detailed review of the action plans aimed at tackling air pollution in Ghaziabad and Noida. During the meeting, the minister called for strict on-ground implementation of air quality control action plans and directed stringent action against non-compliant units. Mr. Yadav further urged Commission for Air Quality Management in Delhi NCR to further fine-tune the parameters used for implementation of city action plans. During the meeting, Mr. Yadav stressed on the involvement of public representatives and citizens to fight against air pollution in Delhi NCR. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky agreed to drop his country's bid to join NATO in exchange for Western security guarantees, but rejected the US push for ceding territory to Russia as he held talks with US envoys on ending the war. Responding to journalists before the talks, President Zelensky said since the US and some European nations had rejected Ukraine's push to join NATO, Kyiv expects the West to offer a set of guarantees similar to those offered to the alliance members. Australia's leaders at a national cabinet meeting yesterday agreed to take decisive action to strengthen gun laws following a fatal mass shooting last night at Sydney's Bondi Beach. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said in a statement that he and the leaders of Australia's states and territories agreed to take strong, decisive and focused action on gun law reform at the emergency meeting convened in response to the shooting. Authorities have confirmed the deaths of 16 people following the shooting that targeted an event celebrating the first day of the Jewish festival of Hanukkah on Sunday. The attackers have been identified as Naveed Akram, 24, and his father, Sajid Akram, 50. And that is the end of this news bulletin.